Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest with Invista is Dan Haycook, who's Executive Vice President with Surfaces, and Ralph Grogan, who's Vice President of Strategic Business and Development. Guys, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How about yourself?
Doing well. I wanted to talk to you about the news that we ran on Floor Daily last week. You guys have announced a $20 million investment in the business, and I think the majority of that is going to be spent at your Camden, South Carolina location. Why don't you give us some details about that?
Sure, Kemp. Thanks for the opportunity. We're excited about it. As you noted, we've announced that investment last week, and really what we've done is kind of looked across the market and tried to determine where we can continue to increase our differentiation and value to our customers and end specifiers and users. A couple of the key areas that came to light were the growing importance of being flexible and responding to short lead times that our customers are required to meet as they take on projects. Additionally, we continue to see the growth of the importance of sustainability and other key factors in the commercial arena. So a lot of this investment goes toward creating a better platform for that. So we're going to invest in our Camden site in order to be able to produce smaller lots, faster lead times, less logistics, improved transportation, et cetera. We're also going to invest to expand our TrueBlend capacity in order to have a more effective offering for the sustainability side of the equation.
Okay. This plant already has around 700 employees, and this investment is going to allow you to add another 50 jobs. When you say $20 million, it's some new equipment and also a few more positions, right?
That's right. It's kind of a combination of upgrading some assets that are already there in addition to adding some capability and some equipment on that site. And you're correct, it will be in addition to capacity in that plant, and it will require additional employment. So we're estimating in the range of 50 people. We're not certain exactly what that looks like, but we do know it will take more employees to help us create this additional capacity at Camden.
Okay, so as part of this news, you talk about TrueBlend fiber and you talk about 895 denier. Tell the people that might not be too familiar with your specifics around your product line exactly where the fit is within your whole scope of offering.
Yes, Kemp, on the 895s, it is a fine denier product that we actually introduced this year at NeoCon. When I say fine denier, what that allows us to do, allows us to get lower face weights, and with the bulking characteristics of our fiber, you know, we can still have the outstanding performance characteristics of Antron at lower face weights than what you would typically get with a regular solution dyed fiber. On the TrueBlend question, that's our recycled content that we have in our fiber. And as you know, sustainability is becoming bigger and bigger issue with our mill and end-use customers that we have. And this is going to allow us to increase our capacity and what we're able to offer with TrueBlend.
Okay, and with TrueBlend, I guess that has, what is it, about a 30% recycled content level now?
That's correct, Kemp, 30%.
Now, when people step back for a minute and look at the market and what's going on, I guess it's a little bullish for you guys to be spending $20 million in carpet fiber at a time when the market is, I guess, relatively flat or has been for a while.
Hey, Kemp, that's one way to determine. It's absolutely the case. We are bullish, not necessarily that the market's going to grow substantially, because as you correctly point out, that's not what we're seeing. However, our position as a branded and technology leader in the surface fibers that we provide requires that we stay in front of the curve. So we have to continuously invest in our brand and our assets and products in order to be able to offer our customers the differentiation value that we're known for. So this is consistent with additional investments we've been making. We've introduced several new fibers on the residential side, SolarMax and TrueSoft fibers, Stainmaster Essentials, which you reported on a couple weeks ago. So we're investing in continuously upgrading the product line, our R&D, our brand equity, and our assets. So it's consistent with that strategy.
And in this particular investment, you're, I guess, moving some of your capacity over to where the market is, because many people on the commercial side of the market know that the challenge today is to create a plush-looking carpet that has a little bit lower face weight, right?
That's correct, Kemp. I mean, we're seeing a lot of our customers go to, you know, a bigger percentage of their business to carpet tile. And carpet tile has a lot of great performance characteristics at lower face weights. And with this investment, it's going to allow us to serve these customers. We see solution dye becoming more and more important to this particular, you know, market size with carpet tile.
And since it's, you're using the Antron name, that still means that this is a nylon 6-6 product. And I guess the question there is, Invista still feels like that's the best performing product for the commercial market, right?
Absolutely, Kemp. It is still type 6-6, four-hole hollow filament, nylon, all the performance characteristics that our customers are accustomed to with Antron will stay the same. What this investment is doing is allowing us to get, you know, more capacity in our 895 fine denier, which we see that market growing. And it'll also allow our customers to have more styles with more recycled content, and we see that market growing as well.
And, Kemp, I would just add that we still believe that nylon 6-6 is the best fiber in any application for carpet and technically always will be. We've innovated on the residential side to include other polymer types, but 6-6 remains the outstanding fiber for use.
Okay, and now with this investment, what is the ramp-up period? How long will it be before this capacity is online?
The project work will commence in first quarter of next year. It'll be completed by second quarter of 2014. So capacity will ramp up during that time period. It's not an on-off. It'll ramp up over the course of that little over a year. So it'll all be on stream by second quarter 2014.
And while I've got you guys, if you don't mind me asking, just curious, I know you guys have a lot of economists that work with you being part of Koch Industries. What are your expectations for 2013? Do you think business is going to continue to ramp up kind of at the pace it's been ramping up?
Well, Kemp, if we could answer that, we'd probably be in a different office today. But certainly we do have our view of the upcoming year. And the outlook is for continued kind of low and slow growth. We have some challenges in the global marketplace with European stagnation, with some Chinese slowdown. But we are optimistic that we'll continue the slow but definite trend of positive U.S. growth. We're seeing positive signs in the automotive sector. We're seeing some uplift in housing, albeit against very low metrics from previous years, but we are seeing some positive growth there. So we're not expecting any major change, but we do believe that there is a growth pattern for the North American economies.
Well, it's good to hear that you guys are invested not only in your Antron products, but also in your Stainmaster products and the story we ran a couple of weeks ago. So I appreciate you spending time with us again, talking to Dan Haycook, Executive Vice President with Surfaces at Invista, and Ralph Grogan, the VP of Strategic Business Development. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.